some of the top off and cut off the...
We used to hang onions to dry.
Did you ever take them right from the garden and put them on the table?
Fresh onions.
Did you ever raise that plant, that the vegetable that grows on a bush and has a pod about this long full of little seeds?
Okra?
Uh-huh.
Okra. And, okra and green peppers.
Did you ever raise any beans that had a bean in them about like that? Sort of yellow?
Lima beans?
Uh-huh.
Were these butter beans?
Is this different beans? Or
the same. Butter beans and lima beans.
What did your mother do to those before she put them on the table?
Well, she used to put them to soak.
That is?
Usually soak them overnight and then cook them.
Uh-huh. Just pick them and then rinse them and then put them into soap?
Well, now, fresh green beans and fresh lima beans, they were ordinarily just picked and cooked.
Uh-huh.
But after they dried, they were soaked.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have these with the outside part too? The
peas in the pod?
Uh-huh. How about your beans? Were they in the pod too?
No, the beans weren't ordinarily. They were usually shelled or husked.
Uh-huh. Did you raise any brown beans, the kind of Mexican?
Pinto beans?
Uh-huh.
Navy beans? And let's see, red beans.
Did you eat the tops of your vegetables, of your turnips?
Oh yeah, turnip greens and Sal Belly.
Sal Belly, that was salted?
Salt pork. Sal Belly was salt pork.
And how about corn? Did you ever go out early in the season and pick that and bring it in?
Fresh corn, fresh roasting ears.
Uh-huh.
Fresh roasting ears.
Was this the same corn the cows would get?
Well, cows got field corn, and we got small kernel yellow corn and small corn and white corn.
That was special for the garden, huh?
Yeah, table corn.
Did you ever raise any of those peas or beans that had the little black dot?
Right? Oh, chowder peas or crowder peas?
There, little round ones?
Little round crowder peas with a little black spot in them. And they call cow peas or crowder peas.
How about those that you're supposed to eat on New Year's Eve?
Well, that's the same, crowder pea or black eyed pea.
Is that the same thing?
I think so. I don't know the difference.
Did you grow any berries?
No.
Well, they ain't all common around here. The red ones with the seeds around the outside.
Loganberries and raspberries. Berries were not common here that I knew of.
Did anybody around here ever try strawberries?
Oh, sure. There was lots of strawberries.
I saw the fields over in Stillwell. Have you seen those?
No.
It's the craziest thing I ever saw. This old rocky land, just covered with rocks. And they'll go down there and turn it over and then plant strawberries right there in the rocks. It's a wonder they don't tear their machinery up.
But the only berry that I can remember of growing around here would be strawberries. And we tried to grow, well, now they used to have a mulberry tree. And the trees would have berries on them in the spring of the year. And they were mulberries, and neighbors and my mother and everybody else used to make mulberry pie and mulberry cobblers.
Hmm.
They're delicious.
I've never had them cooked. I had a strange experience though. I was fishing at Carl by Stillwater. Caught a few little catfish like this, cut them open, and they were just full of mulberries.
Good.
There were some trees over on the shore, and they'd go over there and eat those things.